Section 5. Driving safely. Speed limits. Obeying speed limits improves safety by reducing the probability and severity of crashes. Speed limit signs tell you the maximum safe speed when both weather conditions and visibility are favorable. Speeding is extremely dangerous. The faster you drive, the greater the impact or striking power of your vehicle. When you double the speed of a car, you increase its force of impact 4 times. When you triple the speed of a car, you increase its force of impact 9 times. Speeding is against the law. You must obey the speed limit, and you are responsible for knowing the speed limit when you are driving. The speeding buffer is a myth. You are not allowed to drive up to 10 miles per hour over the speed limit. Observe and obey posted speed limit signs. Speeding is the number one citation written for teens. Florida standard speed limits. School zones, 20 miles per hour. Municipal, business, or residential area, 30 miles per hour. Streets and highways, 55 miles per hour. Limited access highways, 70 miles per hour. Speed limits show the fastest speed you may drive under favorable conditions. You are responsible for adjusting your driving speed to the weather, roadway, and traffic conditions. For example, during a storm, you should drive slower than the posted speed limit. The safest speed is the one that allows you to have complete control of your vehicle and avoid collisions. However, driving too slowly is also against Florida law. You must not drive so slowly that you block or delay traffic moving at normal, safe speeds. You should drive with the flow of traffic, within the speed limit. When driving slower than the flow of traffic, keep right so others may safely pass. On highways, when the posted speed limit is 70 miles per hour, the minimum speed limit is 50 miles per hour. Braking distance. Perception distance. How far your vehicle travels, in favorable weather conditions, from the time your eyes see a hazard until your brain recognizes it. Perception distance can be affected by mental and physical conditions, medication, as well as visibility in the hazard itself. The average perception time for an alert driver is (in frac 34, second to 1 second). Reaction distance. How far you will continue to travel after seeing the hazard until you physically hit the brakes. The average driver has a reaction time of (in frac 34, second to 1 second). At 50 miles per hour, this accounts for 55 feet traveled. Braking distance. How far your vehicle will travel, in favorable weather conditions, while you are braking. At 50 miles per hour, on dry pavement and with good brakes, it can take about 158 feet. High speeds greatly increase stopping distances and severity of crashes. The faster you drive, the greater the impact or striking power of your vehicle. Doubling the speed means the braking distance and impact are 4 times greater. Tripling the speed means the braking distance and impact are 9 times greater. Stopping distance is equal to a football field. Quadrupling the speed means the braking distance and impact are 16 times greater. Total stopping distance. The total minimum distance your vehicle will travel, including perception distance, reaction distance, and braking distance, until you can bring your vehicle to a complete stop. At 50 miles per hour, you will travel a minimum of 268 feet, nearly the length of a football field. Smooth stops. Stopping suddenly is dangerous and is usually caused by not paying attention to the traffic flow or following others too closely. Sudden stops make it difficult for drivers behind you to avoid a rear-end collision. To ensure you are stopping smoothly, check all mirrors and blind spots for traffic to the rear. Release the accelerator to allow the vehicle to slow. Press the brake pedal to activate brake lights and use a steady pressure. Making turns. You must use vehicle directional signals or hand signals to show other drivers that you are turning. Turn signals are also required by law when changing lanes or overtaking a vehicle. You must give a turn signal for at least 100 feet before you make your turn. It is against the law to use your directional signals to tell drivers behind you that they can pass. Hand signals must be given from the left side of the vehicle. Turning a corner may seem to be a simple operation, but many traffic crashes are caused by drivers who do not turn correctly. 1. Slow down to a safe turning speed. 2. Move into the correct lane as you near the intersection. The correct lane for a right turn is the rightmost lane. 3. you must activate your turn signal at least 100 feet before making your turn. Allow time for drivers around you to see your signal before you move. 4. Obey any no turn on red or stop here signs. 5. Yield to bicyclists when crossing a bike lane and to pedestrians who may be crossing your path. 6. Stay in the proper lane during your turn. Yield the right of way to vehicles and bicycles coming from the opposite direction. 7. Finish your turn in the proper lane. Turn right into the right lane of the roadway entered. A left turn may be completed in any lane lawfully available, or safe, for the desired direction of travel. Never make last-minute turns. If you reach an intersection where you wish to turn and are not in the proper lane, drive to the next intersection and then make the turn from the proper lane. 3-point turn. Sometimes you will need to turn around in a very small space. Use a 3-point turn only if the road is too narrow for a U-turn and you can't go around the block. To make a 3-point turn. 1. Move as far right as possible, check traffic, and signal a left turn. Turn the steering wheel sharply to the left and move forward slowly. Stop at the curb. 2. Shift to reverse, turn your wheels sharply to the right, check traffic, and back your vehicle to the right curb. 3. Shift the vehicle into drive and pull forward carefully. Never make a 3-point turn or a U-turn on a curve, a hill, the highway, or where there is a sign that prohibits U-turns. Intersections. Many intersections are marked with stop lines to show where you must come to a complete stop. Always stop behind stop lines. After a complete stop, you must yield the right of way to all other traffic already in the intersection and to pedestrians. Move forward only when the road is clear. Vehicles proceed through the intersection in the order that they arrived at the intersection. The first vehicle to reach the intersection should move forward first. If vehicles arrive at approximately the same time, each driver must yield to the drivers on their right. At a two-way stop, the turning vehicle yields to the vehicle going straight. Open intersections. An open intersection is one without traffic control signs or signals. When you enter an open intersection, you must yield the right of way if a vehicle is already in the intersection. You enter or cross a state highway from a secondary road. You enter a paved road from an unpaved road, or you plan to make a left turn and a vehicle is approaching from the opposite direction. Roundabouts. A roundabout is a circular intersection with no traffic signal. Roundabouts travel in a one-way counterclockwise direction. Drivers entering the roundabout must yield to traffic already in the roundabout. If there is no traffic in the roundabout, you may enter without yielding. Do not change lanes in the roundabout. Do not stop in a roundabout. Signal before exiting the roundabout. Multi-lane roundabouts. Multi-lane roundabouts have the same rules as single-lane roundabouts, however you will need to choose the proper lane prior to entering the roundabout. To go straight or right, use the right lane. To go straight or left, and to make a U-turn, use the left lane. Prior to entering or exiting the roundabout, drivers must yield to pedestrians in the crosswalks. Bicyclists may take the lane in the roundabout or use the sidewalk. Driveways. Drivers entering a road from a driveway, alley, or roadside must yield to vehicles already on the main road, as well as to pedestrians and bicyclists on the sidewalk or in bike lanes. Traffic lanes. On a two-lane highway, you must always drive in the right lane unless you are overtaking and passing, where permitted. If the road has four or more lanes with two-way traffic, drive in the right lanes except when overtaking and passing. The center lane of a three-lane or five-lane highway is used only for turning left. HOV lanes. Some highways reserve the left lane for vehicles with two or more occupants or hybrid, low-emission vehicles, LEV. LEVs require a decal and completion of FLHSMV Form 83027. These high-occupancy vehicle, HOV, lanes are identified by signs, diamond pavement symbols, and are separated by a striped buffer zone. Vehicles may enter and exit the HOV lane only at designated points. Bike lanes. Motorized vehicles are not allowed to drive in bike lanes. They may cross over them when turning at intersections, but only when no bicyclists are present in the bike lane. Red reflectors. Red reflectors on lane lines always mean you are facing traffic the wrong way and could have a head-on collision. If you see red reflectors facing you on the lane lines, you are on the wrong side of the road. Turn around or get into the proper lane immediately. If you see red reflectors on the edge lines of the road, you are going the wrong way on an entrance or exit ramp. Pull over immediately. Turn around when it is safe to do so. Safe following distances. Rear-end collisions are almost always caused by drivers following too closely. Maintaining a large enough following distance, the space between you and the vehicle in front of you, greatly helps avoid a collision with the vehicle in front of you. The more distance between your vehicle and others, the more time you have to react. Keep a minimum following distance of 4 seconds during favorable weather and traffic conditions. Increase following distance during unfavorable weather or traffic conditions. To determine your following distance. 1. Watch when the rear of the vehicle ahead passes a stationary marker such as a sign or light pole. 2. Count the seconds it takes you to reach the same marker. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. 3. If you pass the stationary marker before counting to 1004, you are following too closely. 4. Reduce speed and then count again at another stationary point. Repeat until you are following no closer than 4 seconds. Increase your following distance in these situations. Rain or when roads are wet. Low visibility. Dusk, dawn, nighttime, fog, etc. When being passed, more space in front of your vehicle so the pass can be completed safely.
Carrying a heavy load or pulling a trailer. The extra weight makes it more difficult to stop quickly, steer correctly.
When stopped behind another vehicle on an incline, it may roll back before moving forward. When following motorcycles, the chances of a motorcyclist falling are greater on wet or gravel roads, or metal surfaces such as bridges. You will need extra stopping, steering distance to avoid hitting the motorcycle, rider. When following emergency vehicles, it is against the law to follow a fire truck responding to an emergency closer than 500 feet. When following vehicles required to come to a stop at railroad crossings, such as city buses, school buses, and vehicles carrying hazardous materials. When following vehicles with a blocked rear view, drivers of trucks, buses, vans, or vehicles pulling trailers may not be able to see your vehicle when you are directly behind them. If your vehicle is being followed too closely, slow down and keep to the right. Following distance for trucks. A truck or any vehicle towing another vehicle must not follow within 300 feet of another truck or another vehicle in tow. This law does not apply to overtaking and passing, and it does not apply within cities or towns. Blind spots. Blind spots are areas near the left and right rear corners of your vehicle that you can't see in your rearview mirrors or with your peripheral vision. Before you move to change lanes on a highway, pass on any road, or make certain turns, turn your head to make sure these areas are clear. Do not drive in someone else's blind spot. Move forward or drop back so that the other driver can see you. The larger the vehicle, the larger the blind spots. Large trucks and SUVs have blind spots close to the rear of the vehicle that cannot be seen in rearview mirrors. See No Zones on page 44. Passing. 1. You must activate your signal before moving into the left lane to let others know that you are about to change lanes to pass. 2. Stay a safe distance behind the vehicle you want to pass. The closer you get, the less you can see ahead. 3. Before you pull out to pass, check blind spots and make sure that you have plenty of time and room to pass. 4. Tap your horn, day, or flash your headlights, night, to let the other driver know you are passing. 5. Do not return to the right side of the road until you can see the tires of the vehicle you passed in your rear view mirror. Signal when you are about to return to your lane. 6. You must return to the right side of the road before coming within 200 feet of any approaching vehicle. Do not attempt to pass more than one vehicle at a time. Passing multiple vehicles is dangerous. Stay within the speed limit. It's illegal to exceed the speed limit while passing. Passing on the right. Passing on the right is only legal when there are two or more lanes of traffic moving in the same direction or the vehicle you are passing is making a left turn. You must not pass. where there is a single solid line, or double-sided solid line dividing lanes. When the double-sided yellow line is solid in your lane. In do not pass and no passing zones. On hills or curves where you can't see at least 500 feet ahead. Within 100 feet of a bridge, viaduct, tunnel, railroad crossing, or intersection. When a school bus is stopped and has its warning flashers on and stop sign extended, and at crosswalks where a vehicle has stopped to allow a pedestrian to cross. Being passed. You must not increase your speed while you are being passed. Move to the right side of your lane to give passing drivers more room and a better view of the road ahead. Limited access highways. Limited access highways, also called expressways, interstate highways, turnpikes, toll roads, and freeways, are multiple lane roads with no stop signs, traffic lights, or railroad crossings. Pedestrians, hitchhikers, bicycles, animal-drawn vehicles, and motor-driven cycles, motor scooters, with 150 cubic centimeter displacement or less, are not allowed on limited access highways. Entering and leaving limited access highways. All limited access highway entrances have three basic parts: an entrance ramp, an acceleration lane, and a merging area. When entering a limited access highway. 1. On the entrance ramp, begin checking for an opening in traffic. Signal your intent to merge onto the highway. 2. Increase your speed as the ramp straightens into the acceleration lane. Adjust your speed so that you can safely merge into the traffic when you reach the end of the acceleration lane. 3. Merge into traffic when you can do so safely. You must yield the right of way to traffic on the highway. Do not stop in the acceleration lane unless traffic is too heavy and there is no space for you to enter safely. When leaving a limited access highway. 1. Get into the exit lane. Most exits are from the right lane. 2. Activate your turn signal to show your intention to exit. 3. Slow down in the deceleration lane. Check the posted safe speed for the exit ramp. 4. Don't make last-minute turns into an exit. If you pass your exit, you must go to the next one. Stay a safe distance behind the vehicle you want to pass. The closer you get, the less you can see. Limited access highway safety reminders. Plan ahead. Know your exits. In FL, they match the mile markers on the highway. Drive in the right lane and pass on the left. While in the right lane, watch for cars entering the highway. Adjust your speed or move over so they can enter safely. Never drive across or park on the median. Never stop on the pavement, shoulder, or connecting ramp except in an emergency. If your vehicle breaks down, you must move it completely off the pavement. No more than 6 hours. Don't follow too closely. Rear-end collisions are the greatest danger on limited access highways. Never back up on an entrance ramp or exit ramp. The only exception to this is if you see a wrong way or do not enter sign or red reflectors on lane lines. You must back up or turn around. Stop driving when you feel tired. Do not risk falling asleep at the wheel. Obey the move over law. Parking. When parking on a public road, move as far away from traffic as possible. You must not park more than 12 inches away from the curb. If there is a roadside shoulder, pull as far onto it as you can. Always park on the right side of the roadway unless it is a one-way street. Park parallel to the curb in the direction of traffic movement, with right-hand wheels parallel to and within 12 inches of the right-hand curb or side of roadway. Set the parking brake and shift to park, automatic transmission, or reverse, manual transmission. Turn off the engine and lock the vehicle. Florida law requires that you take the keys out of your vehicle before leaving it. Always check traffic around you before getting out of the vehicle so you do not open your door into a bicyclist or another vehicle. Before you drive from any parked position, make sure the roadway is clear. Give the proper turn signal and yield to other traffic before pulling away from the curb. Parking on hills. 1. Turn your wheels so that if your car starts to move, it will roll away from traffic or into the curb. 2. Set the parking brake. 3. Automatic transmission. Put gear shift in park. Manual transmission. Shift to reverse, downhill, or first, uphill. 4. Turn vehicle off. It is against the law to park on crosswalks, on sidewalks, In bicycle lanes. In intersections. On bridges. On overpasses. In tunnels. In front of driveways. By yellow painted curbs. In no parking or disabled permit only zones. On the roadway side of another parked vehicle, double parking. On highway pavement not marked for parking. Anywhere that blocks or creates a hazard for other vehicles. Or within 15 feet of a fire hydrant. 20 feet of an intersection. 20 feet of the entrance to a fire, ambulance, or rescue station. 30 feet of a rural mailbox on a state highway, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. 30 feet of any flashing signal, stop sign, or traffic signal. 50 feet of a railroad crossing. Parking lights. It is against the law to drive using only parking lights in place of headlights. Straight in parking. When properly parked, the vehicle should be centered inside the space with no part of the vehicle extending out into the traffic lane. Backing up. 1. Check behind your vehicle before you get in. Children and small objects cannot be seen from the driver's seat. 2. Place your right arm on the back of the passenger seat and turn around so that you can look directly through the rear window. Do not depend on your rear view or side mirrors as you cannot see directly behind your vehicle. Don't completely rely on cameras, alarms. They don't always detect small children and animals. 1. Back slowly. Your vehicle is much harder to steer while you are backing. 2. Whenever possible, use a person outside the vehicle to help you back up.